for now, with Howler crippled and under sentence of death. A random crow fluttered by, behaving as a normal crow should, but its flight brought filth to his lips. He had forgotten, if only for a moment. There was one. She was loose out there somewhere. The Howler's carpet came wobbling down, Howler's gurgling agony preceding it. It plunged the last dozen feet, collapsed. Long Shadow cursed again. Another tool broken. The woman, unconscious, tumbled off. She lay still, snoring. Howler tumbled too, and did not stop moving when he stopped rolling. His body jerked convulsively. A whine poured from him between attempts to scream. A cold chill crept Long Shadow's spine. Senjak could not have done this. A poisonous sorcery of tremendous potency was gnawing at the little wizard. It was so powerful he could not defeat it alone. There was something terrible loose in the world. He knelt. He rested his hands on Howler, forcing down his loathing. He reached inside and fought the poison and pain. It retreated a little. He pushed himself. It retreated farther. The respite gave Howler strength to join the struggle. Together they fought it till it receded far enough for Howler to regain his reason. The little sorcerer gasped. "The lance! They have the lance! I did not sense it. Her bodyguard stabbed me twice." Long Shadow was too shocked to curse. "The lance was not lost. The enemy had it." He croaked. "Do they know what they have?" They had not before. Only the Mad Captain and Stormguard knew what it was. If they learned the truth...
"I don't know,"
Howler squeaked. He started shaking again.
"Don't let me die."
The lance. Take one weapon away and they found another. Fate was a fickle bitch. Long Shadow said, "I won't let you die." He had meant to until that moment. But they had the lance. He would need every tool he could find. He shouted at his servants, "Bring him inside! Hurry! Throw her into the keystone cell! Put shadows in there with her!" He cursed again. It would be a long time before he could tap that cask of knowledge. It would be a long battle saving Howler. The poison eating Howler was the most potent in this world because it was not of this world, if legends were true. He glanced southward, at the plain of glittering stone, shimmering in morning's light. Someday. The lance had come out of there in ancient times. It was a toy compared to what lay there still, ready to be taken up by him who had the will to seize it. Someday. Chapter 60. I invested 6 days arranging my own investiture of Dejagore. Fewer than 6,000 men remained of the three great armies Shadow Spinner had gathered. Half those men were substandard for various reasons. I strung them along the shores of the lake. My own men I posted behind them. Then I sent Mergen back to the city. He did not want to go. I did not blame him. Mogaba might execute him. But somebody had to go to the survivors and let them know they could come out. He was to tell everyone but Mogaba's loyalists. My own people did not understand. I did not explain. They had no need to know. They needed to carry out orders. The night after Mergen left, several dozen Taglian soldiers deserted from the city. Their reports were not pleasant. Disease was worse.